And as such, today is the day. Today we are at a stage where I don't know what happened to us. When we passed the Constitution, we celebrated it chapter by chapter. We never said we don't like this chapter of the Constitution. We accepted all the chapters and gave them a tick. None of those chapters are blue ticked if they're used to this level. Today we tend to behave like we don't know that Constitution. And we say to the judges, no, we don't like you when we don't like the judgment. And yes, we like you when we like the judgment. There should be one measure of what is right in this country. The judiciary stands there. The legislature stands there. Right? And the executive stands there. Or lies there sometimes. But sometimes it just lies. So, I think you know what I mean. So, these three arms of government are very important. Not because Montesquieu described them that way. They remain until today very important. And they check and balance one another. But the judiciary occupies a special place up to the Concord. And it will be amiss at an occasion like this one for me not to say we need to respect the judiciary. We need to respect our courts. We need to respect our judges. Let's debate and differ with utmost discipline and decency and not come to a point where we just spoil our own democracy with reckless statements and irresponsible things from our own mouth. We must be proud of this new constitution in the world. It's a new constitution in the world. And it stands there as a shining example. We must not walk on it. You know, if you look at the statement of politicians, and I've been doing a thorough analysis of JP Morgan, there's been a discord in terms of how they debate the issues. But the rudest thing which anybody could say is Mbalula saying, if you want to urinate, you must go to Zondo Commission. To me, that's the rudest thing you can say. Judiciary, as a political leader, as I said, the executive sometimes lies there in the mud. We should discourage those type of things and defend the Constitution, defend all the institutions which are there in the Constitution, especially, I want to say, the judiciary, because it's holding guard. And if we all agree that the judiciary will judge upon us, it doesn't matter whether you are president or judge, it will judge on you, then we are becoming good citizens of this country. And we must be good citizens, all of us. Judge Lohodi, Africa tends not to do monuments, and therefore it loses its history. What we are going to witness now is part of that monument, which must never be lost as part of the history, not only of you, but also of this court.